ओम शांति। परफेक्ट स्टिलनेस। Complete silence. Just relax. Whole body. Relax. Both legs. Both hands. Sitting still in one relaxing posture. Complete soundlessness. Sitting in the middle of the forehead. I am a subtle point of light. Absolutely peaceful. Let me feel myself. My own being. I am an embodiment of peace. A divine spark. Radiating. In the middle of the forehead. Blissful. Spark of luminosity. In this stillness. Let me touch myself. Let me be who I am, the real me. A luminous point of light. Very high level of purity. Silence is my very nature. let me drink freely from the ocean of silence. The world of noise, the world of crowd is left behind, and I am in perfect solitude. Uninterrupted silence. My whole body has become silent. Now I, the soul, I drop this body here and go up a point of light, traveling away from this world. The journey of a soul towards the Supreme Soul. A child rushing towards its father. A thirsty bird going fast, flying away to quench its thirst towards the Supreme Ocean. And now I find myself in front of Avyakta Bab Dada, in this subtle world. Baba is standing in front of me. I am taking his drishti. Let me talk with him. Tell him everything about my life. How I was scattered. How my life was shattered into pieces. And how he came and made me peaceful. Baba, I am talking with him. And yet, No exchange of words. The speechless speech. The wordless communication. The soundless sound. Tell him two such things of your life, whom you have never told till now. Baba has kept his hand of blessing on my head. I am feeling powerful. His divine touch. Baba is holding both my hands. Spiritual transference of energy. I am feeling an unusual surge of energy within me. Some divine electricity, some unprecedented power. Is filling my being. A sense of surrender, a sense of spiritual intimacy, the blessing of being world benefactors. My father and I are one. The depth of understanding. I am just with him, doing nothing, just with him. A stage of Manmanabhav. Thoughts, emotions, speech, memories, sanskars, imaginations, and dreams. everything got dissolved in him. I am so much lost in his love. Baba, so much you have done for me. What I was and what you made me. Words fail me to describe. A deep sense of gratitude. Empowered. Emboldened. With divine courage. I am an angel of strength. I have become an angel of courage. I am an angel of power. Baba has transfused all his spiritual powers unto me. And Baba is saying, child, go and transmit this divine power. Broadcast it across the world. I, the angel of light, now I come down. Further down, an angel of purity emitting out pure vibes. What lightness is this? Such a burden-free stage of the mind. Back into this body. Now I see a big screen in front of me. It is the screen of my life as a detached observer. I see my childhood. This is the place, this is the country where I was born. I see my Laukik family, my parents, my brothers and sisters. I realize that I took birth with a great spiritual past. From my early childhood days, I had hidden memories, awareness of being a great saint in past lives. I see the atmosphere of my family as a detached observer. I grow up. I see my school, my teachers, my classmates. I see my own nature, how it was, what sanskars I had. Further ahead, my college life, further ahead, my youth. My present family, my office, my center, and I see that point of time of my life where I met Baba. I see everything as a detached observer today. My present efforts, my weaknesses, an angel sitting in this body and watching this movie of my life. I see certain flashbacks, certain tough times of my life. What was that invisible force which was ever protecting me? I see those happy moments of my life. Those aha moments of my life. Everything. Am I lost somewhere in the world? Is this the goal of life, this Brahmin life? Am I fulfilling Baba's hopes by leading such a lifestyle? Is the atmosphere of my center so pure? Is the atmosphere of my house, my family, my home, my office so pure? What quality of thoughts I am having? myself from morning till night. Look there, I am sitting in Amrit Vela. Am I lost in love? I see myself sitting in Murli class. Am I focused? I see myself throughout the day. Am I calm and quiet? A yogi? I see myself eating. Am I living for eating or eating for living? I see myself speaking. Are my words harsh, bitter, unfriendly, hostile, foolish, immature, or full of wisdom, full of depth, full of love of Baba? Let me see myself sleep. How I am sleeping in Baba's remembrance or otherwise. I see my digital connections, my digital involvement. My digital breach of Srimat. I saw others a lot. Today I see myself. Call myself a yogi, Baba's child. Let me retire from this world into that depth of silence of Manmanabha. And enter into that nirvana of Mathyajiva. Deep silence, no sound, in this moment lies the eternity. This is the moment of deep internal transformation. This is the moment of deep self-checking, self-analysis, self-accounting, deep soul searching. Let my scattered me become focused me. I am an angel of purity. Deep vibrations of purity within I feel. Now with this stillness, without making any noise, slowly, all of you, please get up and stand without any movement, with absolute stillness, very slowly, very slowly. All of you, just stand up. I am an angel of light. A being of silence, completely still. A point of light. And now gradually, close the eyes. And feel yourself a point of light and body of light, an angel sitting in this body, forgetting the consciousness of male and female. Just a light, extremely pure, visualize, Shiva Baba as point of light, is imparting all his energy unto me. Divine rays are coming and filling me, the soul. Gradually open the eyes and sit down with the same stillness. Om Shanti.